Welcome, 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 and welcome everybody to the program. It is I, Rob Sicari, and we are ready for another exciting day in the world of politics and so forth and so on. Okay, so let's get to it. You got Benghazi. You got, the Muslim bans. What else we got today? Got a whole list here of things to jump on. Oh, man. I know those of you who listen to us on Spreaker, because we're on a bunch of different platforms. We're on iTunes. We're on our site. We're on Blog Talk. We're all over the place now. Spreakers haven't been updated in like a day and a half. That I know, and I'm sorry about that. Like I said yesterday, I've been consumed with a zillion things. I've been trying to get a zillion things done in the last, since Friday. I've been overwhelmed. So remember, it's a one-man show here. It's just me. Of course, I have my producer, writer, in another location, but when it comes to a bunch of other stuff I got going on, it's just me. It's me! That's it. So if I'm traveling, I'm gone for a few hours, commuting, stuff doesn't get done. Last night, I didn't get back from doing what I had to do until 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and it's just a nightmare. But they will be all updated today, I promise. They'll be updated today. Okay, got that out of the way, done. I wanted to address that. Before I get into the Benghazi stuff, I want to talk about the Muslim shift, the ban shift that people are making a big deal out of. Now, before we get to that, I want to talk about CNN. I want to talk about Sidney Blumenfeld. I want to talk about David Brock, and I want to talk about Breonna Keeler. Now, let me set this up. Okay, let me set this up. Now, if you're not in the know, and what I mean by that, if you're not a political junkie, a political wonk, if you're not somebody that watches all the shows and goes to all the sites, you're not going to know certain inside stuff. And if you don't know certain inside stuff, then you actually think certain things are legit, certain things are unbiased, and certain things that, say, CNN says is completely on the up and up. Let me give you an example. My dad, 78, 79 years old. He watches politics all the time. But I would consider him a low information voter. He doesn't go on the web. If he goes on the web, there's only one or two sites that he goes on, and it's already programmed in his little laptop that my mom set up for him. So my mom puts the favorites and showed him how to click on the button. It's real simple because he's 78 years old. So he is what I call a low information voter. Now, that could have a meaning that varies depending on who comes up with low information voter, but in my world, what I consider it is somebody who doesn't go to 5 or 6 or 7 different sites a day, doesn't go to Fox News, doesn't go to CNN, doesn't go to MSNBC, doesn't go to ABC. They don't get all this information from all these different sites and then balance it out and come up with a conclusion. To me, a low information voter is somebody who follows politics, but it's basically CNN, ABC, MSNBC, and occasionally Fox. Occasionally. Now, my dad has no idea about David Brock and about Media Matters or Correct the Record. He has no idea that those are Clinton attack dogs. He has no idea. Absolutely no idea who he is and what those organizations are. He has no idea what purpose they serve. Absolutely not. Okay. Now, yesterday, Breonna Keeler, who's filling in for Wolf Blitzer, had Katrina Pearson on. That's the Trump spokeswoman. And news just broke that Trump was shifting on the Muslim ban. Remember when Trump did the whole, he read it from the paper, I, Donald J. Trump, call for a complete ban on Muslims. And people were like, what? I mean, it was just like insanity. People like freaked. What? Some people freaked because they were happy. Some people freaked because they were outraged. But it got a lot of attention. A lot of people were upset. A lot of people were happy. You heard individuals say, you can't do it. It's impossible. It's a Muslim ban. How are you going to do that? Are you going to ask people coming through the border, are you Muslim? And a lot of silliness, because ultimately we know the concept and we know how to implement it. And when you hear people go, does that mean King Abdullah is not going to be? It's like, come on. Well, you have to be specific. You got to have a policy. You got to. It's funny. When other people say, oh, we're going to have free college. Oh, we're going to save Medicare. Oh, we're going to. People understand. Okay, I get it. You don't hear too many people go, well, how exactly? Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take money from the rich. We're going to, oh, okay. Those are all acceptable. But when you say we're going to have a Muslim ban, well, how are you going to do that? Well, we're going to have a vetting process. Oh, you can't do that. I want to hear about. Okay, all right. It works with free college. The ills that Democrats say, which can be solved by just making rich people pay more tax, that seems to satisfy everyone. That quick kind of juvenile solution seems to work wonders. But when it comes to protecting the country and having something like, we're going to have a Muslim ban. Well, how do you do that? You can't do that. You can't do it. What are you going to do with it? Well, we're going to have the vetting process. We're going to have to pinpoint state. Well, you can't do that. You can't pinpoint state. That's a racism. That's a okay. All right. Okay. All right. I mean, you just can't win. But anyways, I digress. So the news breaks yesterday that the shift is from an all-Muslim ban to now a ban from people coming from terrorist hotspots. So it's not just we're banning all Muslims. It's basically a pause on immigration from terrorist hotspots, countries that support terrorism, or countries that are pretty lax on terrorism. Now, this policy is really not anything that new. Of course, the media is making a big deal out of it. Breonna Keeler is making a big deal out of it with Katrina Pearson, and I'll discuss the engagement that they had yesterday. But it's really not that new. Now, in the primaries, Rand Paul actually had a bill. He had a bill that he was trying to get passed, trying to get support for it. That was very similar. Jeff Sessions also has something very similar. So it's not this shocking revelation. It really isn't. It really isn't a shocking revelation. But Breonna Keeler thought it was shocking. She really did. She was shocked. Wow, how is this? How can this be? And this is a flip-flop. And so her and Katrina got into it yesterday. And it's obvious that Brianna's got an earpiece in her ear. I mean, it's obvious somebody's feeding her. It's obvious she's reading stuff from a teleprompter. This is not Breonna Keeler using her great journalistic skills, her interviewing skills. Breonna Keeler's just a puppet. She's a... Not to digress, because you know I like to digress, but it's funny. When it comes to CNN, Fox, and MSNBC, it's like Fox has the women that are over-the-top attractive, like just the anchors or the guest hosts or the hosts are like very over the top attractive. They're these intellectual these intellectual just hot chicks. I don't know. I mean, Kimberly Guilfoyle, she's got the beautiful brown, perfect, like puffed out hair, those big breasts. You know, you guys know what I mean, okay? Megyn Kelly. I mean, I'm not a big Megyn Kelly person, but you get it. It's this look, okay? And then you have MSNBC, and it's a It's a Elizabeth Warren look. It's a gym teacher. It's a woman's gym teacher look. The women have that gym teacher vibe, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, you're Andrea Mitchell, you're Rachel Maddow, you're Joy Reid, you're Betsy Woodruff. And she's kind of got this weird thing with her mouth and her eye. It's like a whole weird, it's definitely something funky going on. Like she's got Bell's palsy or something. Maddow, you know, Joanne Walsh or Joan Walsh. April Ryan. You know, I mean, it's hard on the eyes, just hard on the eyes and hard on the ears. OK, and then you got CNN. And it's like a blend of MSNBC and Fox. So you just get this sloppiness, you know, they're sloppy. They're like. If you were in like college, they're the sloppy drunk girls, just sloppy, you know. They're not fat, but they're not in shape. They're just sloppy, you know. You could go up to them and grab their back fat. you know. It's just sloppy. That's CNN. Their women are sloppy. They're just sloppy. You look at them and go, wow, she's sloppy. they're just sloppy. They're just that sloppy look. So I digress. I know. And I'm critiquing women, how they look. But hey. You know, it is what it is. I critique the guys, too. We'll do that later on in the show. That way I'm an equal opportunity critiquer. So, Breonna Keeler, who's definitely one of the sloppiest on CNN, is now going back and forth with Katrina. She got the earbud. She's got the teleprompter. She's back and forth. So tell me, Katrina, how does the ban work? If it's not a Muslim ban, how does a ban work coming from terrorist states? And then, you know, Katrina, she's got the perfect hair. Katrina would be a good Fox girl. She'd be with the big, perfect, just beautiful, combed, just helmet of hair, the beauty, the face, the whole. She's like, well, let me tell you. She's got that great delivery. Well, let me tell you, Breonna. Well, let me tell you, Breonna. Well, let me tell you, Breonna. That's good stuff. Well, let me tell you, Breonna. That's what she says. Let me tell you, Breonna. That's a great question. That's a great question, Breonna. So they're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. They're talking about this and they're talking about that. Back and forth, back and forth. Okay, but how does this work? But I don't understand. How does that work? And what about this? And I mean, it's endless. It's endless. But I don't understand. I don't understand, Katrina. How does that work? I don't get it. Katrina says, well, Breonna, we need to have a vetting process. Okay. And we do not have a vet. So then Breonna Keeler says, well, Katrina, there is a vetting process. We do have a vetting process. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you don't know. But according to Correct the Record, this is the way the vetting process goes. And I went, oh my God. Oh my God. Did Breonna Keeler just invoke David Brock and Correct the Record? OMG. OMG. I can't believe what I just saw. I can't believe what I just saw. I can't believe what I just heard. Now, my father would have no idea the significance of that. And the other X amount of millions of low-information voters would not have caught the significance of that. But, of course, you know the significance of this. I know the significance of this. Breonna Keeler, while she's being fed that information, she's being fed this information to argue a Trump spokesman is invoking David Brock and Correct the Record. It's amazing. Now, I know, Rob, that's why it's the Clinton News Network. Rob, we all know CNN, liberal propaganda machine. Yes. Yes, I get it. Remember, I'm the one that's been saying that for months and months and months and months and months and months and months, maybe even 2 years. But they've always tried to hide it. They've always tried to hide it, and I've always said that what Trump has done is flushed all of these liberal cockroaches out. He's flushed them out. He's flushed them out of the shadows. And rather he wins or he loses, the one thing he did do was change how we view CNN. How we view ABC. And the notion of, well, that's just some Republican talking point to say it's the media's fault. The media's biased. No. When you have an anchor being fed David Brock talking points, when you have an anchor, a sloppy anchor, I might add, being fed Hillary Clinton attack dog talking points, you have been flushed out. You've been flushed out. You are a cockroach that has just been flushed out. Plain and simple. You can't hide it anymore. Can't hide it anymore. When you're invoking David Brock's companies, that sole purpose is to go after Donald Trump. You are not an impartial news channel. You are entertainment. You are everything that I've been saying. It's like you got caught. You got flushed out. It was amazing. It really was. It was amazing. And I wanted to share that with you because I was sitting there pontificating about it from yesterday at 4 o'clock to today. I know it's not a huge story, but I needed to share it with someone besides my girlfriend. I need to share it with all of you. Plain and simple. So, that was huge, at least in my mind, to actually have an anchor being fed David Brock talking points. I think that's huge. I think that's huge. And if you aren't in the in, you wouldn't know the organizations that Breonna Keeler was quoting. I mean, could imagine CNN. I mean, Fox News rarely does it. But imagine. Imagine CNN quoting Breitbart. Not going after Breitbart. Not according to Breitbart. And then they attack a Breitbart, article or something that Breitbart has said. I'm not talking about that, because CNN has done that. A Tapper or a Wolf Blitzer have gone after an article that Breitbart has done to discredit Breitbart. But CNN has never used Breitbart as a source to go after somebody. And even on that aspect, it's not the same. Breitbart is a news outlet. It's a conservative news outlet. Correct the Record and Media Matters aren't news outlets. They give the impression that they're like a fact checker. So if you didn't know any better, if you were a low information voter, you would hear about them or go to their website and think they were this independent organization that didn't care left or didn't care right. They just looked at statement or looked at a policy speech and then went, okay, this is true, this is false, end of story. We don't care if they're Republicans. We don't care if they're Democrats. So you would think that. So when you're on those sites and you're going, oh, so they're saying that Hillary is correct on every single one of these things. Wow. I guess it is a right-wing conspiracy. Oh, yeah, okay. So my comparison to them and Breitbart isn't even there. It's not even in the same ballpark. I actually had to catch myself. Because they're not. Correct the Record and Media Matters are supposed to be perceived as a fact checker. So I correct. I correct myself. When the hell... we don't even have anything like that. The right doesn't even have anything like that. We don't have a fake fact-checker site like the Democrats do. It's amazing. It really is amazing. But anyways, there you go. There's my two cents. I just had to get that.